Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We're pleased to talk to you about a platform that has arrived in the US market. Brian and I were both lucky enough to be invited guests at the Scaling New Heights conference recently, and that was the national launch of a platform known as Do More. Now, it turns out that the founder of Do More, Brian and I have both known for a decade or more, and the new platform of Do More has multiple business functions built into it. So, Brian, what type of things might you like the listeners to know about Do More?
You know, this is a product that has been built from the ground up over the last, 3 years? It has really builds in a whole lot of experience. The prime mover behind Do More is a guy named Sam Saab that Randy and I have known for, I've known him for a decade at least. Randy's probably known him longer. He has worked implementing and designing and writing CRM for a significant part of his career. And so he's now at the point in his career where he said, all right, I've got my old product. I sold my old product. And now I want to create the product that uses modern technology the way I think it should be used in today's market with workflows and OEM licensing. And, you know, and again, the ability to tailor things to meet the needs of small, mid-sized businesses. You'll recall that the big businesses have been using workflow-based management solutions and BI-based management solutions for a long time. The small, mid-sized businesses haven't been. And so Do More is a solution aimed to provide that functionality to these smaller, mid-sized businesses.
Now, listeners, this may get a little complex to follow, and I'm going to try not to do that to you. But the platform here is very, very broad, and it's exceptionally simple to use. So this is a kind of like a Google search. You know, Google search is very broad, but it's pretty simple to use, and most of you can figure it out pretty quickly. So I'm going to talk to you about a number of different things that are in the platform and help you kind of build a vision of what's going on. Because as Brian's pointed out, the tool has been built from scratch using modern development tools. And there's three or four key operational things to know about it first. The product is available completely software as a service, so it can run in a browser. It has a technology known as progressive web app, meaning it can run on a mobile phone completely offline. The product can also be deployed on-premise. So if in fact you have security needs where data can't leave your premises, you can license this product so it runs in-house if that's your preferred way of doing it. Next, it can be customized to do all sorts of things, personalized. You don't need a programmer or a developer. So the product has been used to integrate with voice over IP systems and with many other types of approaches. Now, beyond that, the system is really a collection of Lego blocks, is the best way to think about it. And there's about 12 Lego blocks that you can choose from, and you can turn on or off any of the Lego blocks that you like. And what happens is when you collect some of these Lego blocks together, we might refer to this as a CRM product. We might refer to it as a project management product. We might think of it as an invoicing billing product. All of those things are in place, and you can pick and choose what you want to do. So if you want to have documents plus workflow plus billing, you can turn on those three things and have it. Beyond that, the platform is integrated with QuickBooks Desktop, QuickBooks Online. It has a Zapier integration. It's got Microsoft Exchange and Outlook integrations, Gmail integrations, Calendly integrations, and WhatsApp already done. Other popular products that I know are on the roadmap, I won't disclose, but I would go further to say that pretty much all of the common small business software will be able to be run on this platform. Now, when I talk about this being kind of innovative in terms of style, things that should have been done in platforms for years and years are done inside Dumore. Something I'll use as an example. The US, Canada, and Australia, for example, we use zip codes here, postal codes in those other jurisdictions. You can type in a postal code and it'll look up your city and state. Simple, but you know how many products are out there that don't do that? And the same way, if you type in a city or a state, it'll give you the postal code for that particular location, and it's CAS-centric, so it can look up a CAS-validated zip code. Pretty interesting on that. But the other thing is that the product has other interesting little features. For example, a sound-like search functionality. I don't know how many times, Brian, your last name's been misspelled by somebody, but my last name often doesn't have a T in it. You know, so I'm really Randy Johnston. But if you just type in, you know, Randy Johnson, it'll actually do a lookup that allows you to find sounds-like variants. So like the old comedy routine, you can call me Ray and you can call me RJ, and you can, but you don't have to call me Johnson. Well, it turns out you've got the ability to get close to a spelling and it will look things up for you. Now, I'm going to stop for a minute, Brian, because, you know, I've been off on such a large rant. I think it might be helpful if you name some of the Lego building blocks that are inside Dumore for our listeners, because again, you've got to begin thinking about this as a wrapper that can go around all sorts of systems. And if you happen to be doing QuickBooks, you get two-way integrations. And if you happen to be running Outlook, you get two-way integrations, or Gmail, you get two-way integrations. So Brian, can you name some of the Lego blocks in Dumore?
They've got a tool to build and manage relationships, track assignments, measure KPIs, manage projects, select and deliver services, centralize documents and access files and folders, grow sales, manage business development, drive marketing communications, automate processes and manage workflow, generate invoices and manage time and billing, automate payments, track inventory with full sales history. You know, the thing I would say about all of this is that we used to live in a world where we had modules that did a very limited scope of things. And everybody's module did pretty much the same thing. With Dumore and with the modern CRM tools, what's happening is it's starting to overlap onto other areas. So it's not just CRM, it's also some project management and some sales management and some billing. And it integrates again with the more popular tools. Again, your email tools, Calendly for booking applications, WhatsApp for text. It integrates with Zapier for pretty much everything else. It also integrates with QuickBooks. So the beauty of this tool is that it gives you kind of a, you know, if you think about all of these applications as being kind of like pipelines, this gives you a switchyard where you can integrate all the data from those different things. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to go out there and figure out, okay, well, you know, if I enter it here, then I have to go enter it here another time, then I have to go enter it here another time. And it gives you the ability to do that on a low code, no code basis so that you don't incur, you know, huge development costs to get things up and running.
Yeah. So one of the other things that Sam and his team concluded they'd do was to have licensing options that are available that are a little different than normal. So I'd already told you that you can do a SaaS subscription, but this product can do a perpetual license, and you can also do a white label license. So if you want to basically have the product licensed for your applications, you can pretty much do that for yourself. What that does is if you want to build an environment where you customize an application for your clients and you want to call it the XYZ firm healthcare app or the XYZ restaurant app or retail app or so forth, you can build an intellectual property that you can own and sell yourself. And you haven't had an opportunity like that that I'm aware of in the accounting, professional accounting or accounting software market space in a long time, since actually the early 80s was the last time I knew such a thing was available. Now, That's a pretty big statement. And Brian, between you and I, we know a lot of add-on products. I think you're king of add-ons to, in my way of thinking of things. I can't think of any accounting software product or any add-on where you, the user, can own the intellectual property. And that's the way the Do More platform has been set up. Are you aware of any, Brian?
You know, you can build things on the Salesforce.com platform. You can build things on the NetSuite platform, but those are more traditional development platforms where you still incur significant licensing charges for just using the platform over and above what you have to pay for the CRM tool and everything else. But those are typically at the mid-market level. And again, it typically higher end mid-market, as opposed to what we're talking about here, which is low end mid-market and again, entry level.
And then NetSuite and Salesforce, and how many more do you want me to name, still own the base platform. And in Dumore's case, they will license the base platform so you own it as well and can take off with it and run as you choose. It's a very interesting licensing concept.
Now, and it's something that I think fits very well for firms that want to make significant investments in particular vertical industries, for their CAS practices, for their advisory practices, and even to some extent for their tax practices, where they can create custom applications, custom workflows, and tools to help people deal with common industry issues. And they're not married to some solution that does 70% or 60% of what they want to get done, where they have to, they put together this Rube Goldberg app stack of applications where you have to have 15 different logins to use it successfully. With this, it's one application. You can handle it end to end and it just works.
Yeah. And you know, if you have a niche strategy of any kind, to me, this is the kind of the single platform to get it all done. And I don't want to sound too over the top, but in my opinion, again, I've been doing CRM around mid-market, high-end, and low-end for a long time. I don't know of any of the CRMs in the marketplace that can do many-to-many relationships. See, Brian, you and I both do many-to-many relationships all the time. You have your own business. You work with me for K2. We're obviously doing these podcasts together. You know that I have multiple businesses, but there's only one Brian Tankersley. And that's what I care about. What's Brian's address? What's his phone? And by the way, if he's associated with K2 or he's associated with CPA Practice Advisor, or he's associated with, you know, World Domination Corp or, you know, Tankersley LLC, I don't care. In fact, I actually do care. I want to see that he's associated with all four of those entities, right? So many to many is very hard to do. Salesforce can't do that. I can tell you that for sure. But then it gets into industries because Do More platform can be configured for consulting firms, for software and IT firms, obviously for CPA bookkeeping and tax firms, which is what we're talking about here. But it'll also work for financial services and healthcare and franchises and light manufacturing and warehouse and distribution and other specialty industries like construction and HVAC and roofing and so I don't want to make it sound like it's the universal Swiss knife that does it all, but it does a whole bloody bunch of stuff. And for many of you, it might be what you've been looking for. So you can tell I'm pretty excited to make sure that you knew about this. The entry point here into the U.S. market is relatively new, but the like we said earlier, Sam saw behind it. What an upstanding developer that's been doing this type of work for 25 plus years. Now, one key thing to know is DuMore is based in Dubai, but they do have operational offices in the Washington, D.C. area. For me, I think it's one of the nicest tools that I bumped into in a long time. And just for the record, Brian and I have had the experience of going to multiple conferences here in this year. And we have three or four, maybe even more than that, brand new tools that we want to talk to you about that we think have long-term value. DuMore, in my mind, is one of those long-term value platforms. So, Brian, parting thoughts on DuMore?
You know, I've known the management of this organization for a long time. They do great work. They have a lot of integrity. The platform is strong. It gives you all the options for deployment to make it work in the way you need it to work with your clients. It gives you an opportunity to create custom workflows, to make your services and advisory services and CAS practices and other practices much more effective. I think, you know, I think accounting firms and bookkeeping firms need to have CRM, and we need to get into this automated workflow world, and DuMore is a great way to do it.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you in the Technology Lab with Brian and I this afternoon, and we will see you on another podcast very soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.